The Lever Grant is one of particular pride to the CBC directorship because this is an institutional support of approximately $2 million that will be written, provided to the groups if they receive award or funding from NIH. In the past, the city had zero of these grants from the NIH. These are called program or center grants. We now have seven, and our success rate is 40%. So this is unheard of at a time of limited and very competitive funding from NIH and NSF. And I'm happy to say that UIC has competed equally to our two private institutions. Over time, the seed funding has had very tangible results. It's led to 400 publications of joint authorship between faculty at the three institutions in some of the most prestigious journals in the field of biomedical science. I think another point is that the CBC now has brand recognition. It's well known by the average scientist, and it has the CBC has been described in Science and Nature, and a number of people from different cities, Boston and Seattle, have asked us about the history of the CBC and could they emulate that in their own cities. So with respect to activities at our campus, UIC, two junior investigators were recruited and appointed as, so Jun Cheng, he's a physicist, trained biologist in the Department of Bioengineering, and he uses a laser to zap things inside of cells and embryos and ask what's the developmental consequence of a cell when it's missing a structure. Zane Peru is in the College of Pharmacy, and he's studying the function of small RNAs that for the long time have been dismissed by the field as being unimportant, and now we've realized that they control muscle cell development, neuron development, and contribute to cancer. We also have funds, $1 million, to recruit a senior investigator. We're in the midst of this search, and I hope that it will be concluded successfully within the next 6 or so months. The CBC has provided funds to purchase a state-of-the-art mass spectrometer, which is in the College of Pharmacy. So this is one of the best machines in the country, and it serves as a world-class facility for the scientists in the city. And I would say that at UIC, we hosted a symposium last October on bioengineering of materials. It was the largest of the 9 preceding symposia and really drew world-class people to it, and including from our own city. In terms of my last slide, I'd like to give you some insight in terms of where we're headed. We're still very much committed to making an impact on both the scientific and educational aspect of the city. And as I said, for every dollar of CBC investment, that's led to 6 additional dollars that have brought to the Chicago economy. The CBC has helped to recruit world-talented people. Yesterday afternoon, I had to leave this meeting, and I attended a workshop. And one of the people that we recruited wrote me an email last night that he was so excited by our discussion that he was proud to call Chicago home. So this is now a recruiting tool for the three campuses. Last 2 weeks ago, we hosted for the first time a technology day that was focused on drug discovery in academia. As you know, with genomics and advances in chemistry, it's now possible to do in your own lab what was only possible in large pharmaceutical companies, to develop an assay, to screen a chemical library, to find hits, make them leads, and make them drug candidates. And we heard a very inspiring story from Northwestern University professor Rick Silverman in the development of Lyrica, a billion-dollar drug that was developed here at Northwestern. And so it's inspiring to others to think that this is what's possible as an academic, not only to be involved in drug discovery, but also to make a difference in public health.